The book is called The Gold Cell, and these are two poems from towards the very end of it. Mouse Elegy. After he petted his mouse a while, Gabriel said, "He's really still. He doesn't move at all," running his small finger over the tiny, luxurious black and white back. And then, in awe and shock, he said, "He's dead." I lifted him out of his cage in his bed, a brown rice box, and Gaby turned and turned his chest as if to try to get away from something, twisting and twisting from the waist up, and then trying to get a hold of me several times as if he couldn't, as if something was holding him by the body, but finally it broke. He came into my arms. I said, "Whatever you say then, my darling, my sweetheart." We got a hanky with red roses on it and laid it on the kitchen floor and laid Blackie on it. He drifted there like a long comma, front paws pink and tiny as chips of broken crockery held up in wonder like a shepherd at the Christ Child's creche, back paws strong as a jackrabbit's thrust back in mid-leap, and the thick whisker of the stale arrested in a lovely male curve. Gabe and I kneeled on either side of the miniature head, wedge-shaped and white, floating there with an air of calm absence and demanding dreams. I started to roll up the hanky, rocking the light body a little, and one of his ears unfurled, a gray petal opening slowly in the night. And then we wrapped Blackie in red roses and paper towels. Gabe laid him in the glossy black box lined with crimson the champagne came in. And we put it in the freezer until we could take him to the country and crack the frozen ground with axes so Blackie can lie with the others in the earth in a field of mice.